Now, back home, according to Rasmussen poll, which is very friendly to President Trump, sample is good. Question is, based on what you know, how successful has the military operation against Iran been so far? Very, somewhat successful, 61%, big number. Not very, not successful at all, 29, not sure, 11. So that's a good poll for President Trump, but I guarantee you, you get a poll tomorrow from CNN or The Economist or one of these, say the exact opposite. So who knows? The Republican base still supports the president's action in Iran, except for the isolationists. And there are not many of them. All right. So what I would do, and if I do get to speak to the president today, which I don't think I'm going to, it's kind of a madhouse over there. I'd say, look, remember the COVID briefings? We need to do that with Iran. A couple of times a week, get the generals, not Hegseth, no political players at all, none. Just the general, the admiral in charge, a sit rep, which is a situation report for the American people, maybe twice a week. Here's what's happening. Boom, 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 boom. That would help. The word imminent, very troublesome. I'm going to get to the bottom of that, though, or I'm going to die trying. And tomorrow and the rest of the week, we're going to have some very good information here. And that is the memo. All right. Now, the Democrats are going down the radical left road, even as the Iran action unfolds. So Save America Act, which is voter ID. No, they don't want it. Every country, as I've said probably too many times, in Europe has voter ID. We can't have it. It's ridiculous. It's insane. And all the roadblocks they put up can be easily overcome by the states, which run the election. This is a general national law. Law of the land is you got to show you're an American citizen in order to vote, as the Constitution states. That should be in place. Democrats don't want it. Okay. And they're going to kill it in the Senate. You're not going to get 60 votes. So that's not going to happen. And then you got the defunding of Homeland Security. The TSA agents now, there are people wrapped around airports, can't get through. The Democrats don't like ICE, even though ICE is funded, they're taking it out on Homeland Security.
It is our view that immigration enforcement in this country should be fair, it should be just, and it should be humane. That's not what's happening right now in the United States of America. And that's why ICE needs to be reformed in a dramatic, bold, meaningful and transformational manner. And if that doesn't happen, the DHS funding bill will not move forward.
So you're putting every single American in jeopardy. You're inconveniencing everybody at the airport. You're doing an irresponsible radical left policy. Again, it's on the Republicans to bring all of this out in the upcoming vote in November. But there's no doubt that radical leftists control the messaging of the Democratic Party. Okay? And here's a poll backs it up. Fox News last week, sample is good. How well do you think capitalism in the USA is working? Well, 51%, not well, 49%. Not good news for capitalism. Second question, do you think it'd be a good thing or bad thing for the USA to move away from capitalism and towards socialism? Good thing, 38, bad thing, 61, and that's up 6 points since 2022. So the socialists are gaining in this country. Joining us now from Los Angeles is Kenan Spivak. He is a Real Clear Politics contributor, wrote a column this week that caught my eye called The Marxist Wing of the Democratic Party. In fact, that broke yesterday. What is the Marxist wing? How powerful is it? Is it taking over the Democratic Party?
It is very powerful. Well, first of all, thanks for having me today. Sure. It is very powerful. It is not a big portion of the Democratic Party. According to a poll released just last week, maybe 15% of the Democrat Party self-identify as being in this wing. Let's assume that self-identification is imperfect, so it's a little bit more than that. So it's not a big part of the Democrat Party. but it is the energy of the Democrat Party. It is the funding of the Democrat Party. It is the activists in the Democrat Party. And the elected Democrat officials have been completely taken over by this wing. Listen to people like Chuck Schumer. I grew up in the same neighborhood as Chuck Schumer. He's older than me, but I knew him when we were both young. He was always a liberal. He was never this kind of crazy liberal that voter ID is racist and Supreme Court justices who disagree with him should be objects of violence. The activist wing, the radical wing of the Democrat Party has taken control.
You don't believe Schumer's a Marxist. He's an opportunist. That's what Schumer is. He's a man of no seasons. He doesn't believe in anything. He just says whatever he thinks. He only says what he thinks will gain him power or whatever he's looking for, money. But first of all, let's define what your vision of Marxism is within the Democratic Party. What is it, Mr. Spivak?
Okay. And I agree with you. Chuck Schumer is an opportunist who's afraid of the Marxist wing. The Marxist wing is not particularly the old-fashioned Marxism that was anti-capitalist. Many in the Marxist wing believe in making money. What they are is intersectionalists, anti-Semitic, and opposed to American history as an example of exceptionalism. They believe that marginalized minorities have been unfairly treated by what they call the white patriarchy, which I guess is most of the traditional people who believe in Western values. And they want to remake that. They want to see groups that, in their view, don't have power, gain power. But unlike traditional Marxists, they're okay doing that in a capitalist environment.
But they do want to take money from successful white people, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. They don't particularly like billionaires. They're not happy when large corporations align with traditional values. But they're not necessarily seeking for the government to own the means of production. I mean, we know Mamdani wants to own or open and operate supermarkets. But overall, they're not trying to take the means of production. They're not trying to privatize all of American industry. They want to increase taxes. They absolutely want wealth taxes on the richest Americans. But they do still believe that a capitalist orientation does help all people do better. They just want to reallocate the benefits of that system.
Yeah, they want to control the capitalism and make sure that people they don't like get punished. Now, you mentioned anti-Semitism, and so did I in my talking points memo. The root of Marxist anti-Jewish behavior and thought, what is that? Where did that come from?
All right. It comes from intersectional perspective. So let me make a point as sort of by analogy. If you go back in history, there was a lot of anti-Semitism that arose from the crucifixion of Christ and a belief that Jews were responsible for that. That's not in any way the basis of this current anti-Semitism. The basis of it is a belief that Jews are disproportionately successful, that whether Jews in the United States or Israelis in the Middle East, they have garnered the benefits, the economic benefits of success, and the belief is that they're not sharing them with Palestinians or others who are economically much lower down the ladder of success.
Or they exploited those people to get the wealth.
Yes, it's an analogy to the white-black situation in the United States.
Here in the United States.
Right.
Now, do you believe that most European countries buy into that vision, that anti-Jewish vision, based on the economics of the situation. Is that what's going on here in Iran? They don't like Israel because Israel is an oppressive state that's exploited the poor.
In Europe, we have a combination of traditional anti-Semitism based on Christ and intersectional woke anti-Semitism, particularly with mass migration, as the number and percent of Muslim immigrants to Europe has risen. So the European situation is a bit different than the situation in the US.
All right, so immigration has taken, is a factor in the growing fear to confront terrorist states like Iran. Final question for you. In the United States, the national media is sympathetic to what you call the Marxist wing of the Democratic Party. How did that happen?
Journalists traditionally have been at least political liberals. Our main journalism schools, Columbia School of Journalism, Northwestern, have been putting out liberal journalists for many, many years. I mean, Walter Cronkite, who people thought of as the most revered voice in news in the United States, by any definition, was a traditional liberal. We've seen those liberals move further to the left and further to being progressives. When progressives complete their transition, they become part of what I refer to as the Marxist wing. Some call it the pro-Hamas wing, but that's conflating different issues of the Democrat Party.
All right. So you think it's all about indoctrination to a progressive ideology that comes out of the universities. That's what's driving me. I see it a little bit differently. I see that the heads of these corporations, not trained journalists, I'm talking about an Iger of Disney, okay, people who run these mammoth media corporations, they are devoted left-wingers, some are progressives, and they live in a bubble where everybody they know feels and thinks the same way. That's how I think this has evolved.
I think you're completely correct. I'm a former senior executive of MGM UA and other studios. These are my friends. I live in the same neighborhood with these people. You're 100% correct. I want to point out, and it relates not just to them, but in general to this problem. It's not just the universities. For 50 years, the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association have moved to the very far left. These are
the teacher unions.
In elementary
right.
school, in high school, in junior high. This is where action civics is being taught. We have a 50-year problem that starts in first grade. And those are the people who today are running these major corporations, not just in Los Angeles. So I completely agree.
Yeah, in the urban areas, that's for sure. All right, Mr. Spivak, very interesting column. If you want to check it out, it's called The Marxist Wing of the Democratic Party. And we appreciate you talking with us today. Thank you. Chrissy Noem faces a referral from Democrats, radical leftists. Jamie Raskin, you know him, congressman from Maryland. That's not Jamie, that's Christy. There's Jamie. And Dick Durbin, who's retiring, thank God, as senator from Illinois. So they referred Christy Noem to the Justice Department for lying before Congress, allegedly. You can put Christy up there. And it's not going anywhere. I mean, obviously, Pam Bondi is not going to prosecute Christy Noem for anything. Okay? So this is just a show thing. But it shows you what the mentality of Democrats are. I mean, nasty. Nasty. It's not enough to humiliate Governor Noem. You got to give her a hard time. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Cuba heating up. I expect that to happen shortly. What's going to probably go down is a treaty where Havana will repudiate communism, will open its markets up. The United States will rush in, pretty much control the economy of Cuba. Dade County, Florida, that's Miami. There'll be tons of private money going into Cuba to buy property up. And in 5 years, Cuba is going to be a big resort place. So that's what I expect to happen. And it'll happen fairly quickly because President Trump needs another win. It's okay. I'm not down on the French as much as I was during the Iraq War. Remember that? When they really screwed America. France did. France is, you know, they're waffling like everybody else about Iran. And remember, they got hit pretty bad. So I write about that in Killing the Killers. I mean, France got whacked. And today in Paris, still remains, they deny it, but it's true. There are Muslim neighborhoods in Paris where the police can't go. The French police cannot go in those neighborhoods because they're controlled by jihadists, armed jihadists in Paris. And that all goes back to Iran. Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, all goes back to Iran. France is out, you know, but they're not as bad as Germany. Ooh. I should book a German, some German guy. Call a German ambassador. Maybe he wants to come on and take some heat. He never will. But let's call. Let's put a call into him for next week. We'll do that. All right. So that is it for us today from Washington, D.C. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thank you very much.